There's no doubt the Wentworth by-election is a huge test for Scott Morrison's leadership, but will it also be a canary in the coal mine for the government as it prepares for a general election, probably around next May? Wentworth is the safest of blue ribbon seats, held by Conservatives since 1901. If the Liberals lose it tomorrow, in tomorrow's by-election, the coalition will be thrust into minority government. Polling suggests it's a tight race between the Liberal candidate Dave Sharma and the high-profile independent Kieran Phelps. Matt Bevan is in and about in Wentworth at the moment. In fact, I think he's in a busy cafe in Bondi Beach right now. Hello, Matt.
Morning, Warwick. Fran.
What's the mood like in Bondi?
Bit grumpy, really. This is the second one of these big by-elections that I've come out and vox-popped people about in the last year. Last year we went out and visited the Bennelong electorate during the by-election there. And people in by-elections, when they're not entirely convinced of the reasoning behind the election in the first place, have tended in both of them to be pretty grumpy about the fact that it's happening, the fact that they're being campaigned at, and it's not a federal election that, you know, obviously more resources get dumped into their electorate at this sort of time. And people are pretty grumpy about being sort of dumped with leaflets and calls and approached in the street and that sort of thing. And, you know, they were approached in the street by me as well, which, you know, may have added to the grumpiness.
So a bit over the whole thing, but are any of them raising issues with you beyond that, beyond why are we having this by-election?
Yeah, well, look, I was out here in Wentworth a few weeks ago and everyone wanted to talk about Malcolm Turnbull and the dumping of Malcolm Turnbull. But now that has been replaced by people talking about some more of the more current issues. I'm in Bondi, which is which has a pretty large Jewish population, and a lot of people around here, even if they aren't Jewish, feel like the discussion this week over the potential moving of the Israeli embassy to Jerusalem was targeted at their area, and they weren't particularly impressed at it, the people that I was speaking to. But so that is one of the issues that people have raised. In fact, that's the main one that people have been raising with me as I've been speaking to them in the last hour or so.
It's interesting you used the word grumpy earlier, Matt, because the former PM, John Howard, he hit the hustings with the Liberal candidate Dave Sharma yesterday, and he used the same word, and he said some people were right to be, had a right to be grumpy, because of what went on with their local candidate. What have people told you about how they feel about losing Malcolm Turnbull?
Well, it's a lot about people, you know, there's the I don't get why part, but there is also this sort of plays into my dislike for politics at the moment sort of thing as well. I think, you know, in the face of the other spills and replaced prime ministers that we've had over the last few years, people are a bit sick of it. And this is just sort of piling on to how they were feeling about it before. But as you say, yeah, I voted, spoke to a few voters and here's some of what they had to say.
It's been interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot to you. Have you been approached a lot? Lots of phone calls, anything like that?
Yeah, lots. Over the top. Yeah.
Was the fact that Malcolm Turnbull was removed in such a way, was that a thing that angered you? That was something that I've heard a lot from voters.
I wouldn't say I was angry about it, but I wasn't impressed. Sure. Yeah.
Do you know which way you're going to vote tomorrow?
I've already voted. I've done an early vote. I'm busy this weekend, so yeah, I've already voted.
Would you mind telling me who you voted for?
Kieran Phelps.
Why? What made you decide to vote for Kieran Phelps?
Oh, I just don't like the two-party system doesn't really give you a lot of leeway for new ideas, I don't feel, and I think an independent probably has a lot more they can do for a community.
How do you feel about the way that Malcolm Turnbull was removed? Is that something that frustrated you?
No, not at all. Not at all. Mm-hmm. No, I really feel that I don't think Dutton was the right person. I don't like the way they went about it, but I certainly didn't faze me in the least.
So, a range of views there from people. Matt, you also spoke with some visitors who were down there for a different reason, not just have a cup of coffee in their local electorate, but there's a royal visit to Bondi going on this morning. Well, are the royals already there?
No, I haven't seen them yet, so they haven't dropped into the cafe that I'm sitting in at the corner
Bad
of
luck.
Bryan and Hall Street. That's too. Well, look, I'll grab them for you if they come by, Fran. But these people actually that I spoke to aren't local voters. They are tourists who came here for the Sculptures by the Sea exhibition. A long-term plan. They wanted to come down and see the exhibition that's on down near Bondi and Coogee. And they've walked right into the middle of a royal visit and a by-election. They were quite astonished at their luck slash bad luck, I suppose. Have a listen. So what are your names?
Scott and Leanne. and Leanne Germain, yep.
Guys, you're not locals. You're here from Port Macquarie.
Yeah, we came down from Port Macquarie this morning, 1 o'clock this morning, 4.5 hours to get here, and we've had a 30-minute nap.
Why did you decide to drive through the night to come to Bondi?
We're coming to Sydney this weekend, and we wanted to come to Bondi to see the sculptures.
But that's not all that's going on today, is it?
More excitingly, then we found out that Harry and Megan are going to be here today, and so we're totally excited. We bought the binoculars so that we can see from a distance and hopefully getting a close-up.
Bullseye. Go down for one thing and you get the royals.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, not just that, but the Prime Minister is likely to be here as well. He's taking the royals on a bridge climb later on this morning and probably could squeeze in a little bit of campaigning ahead of the by-election tomorrow. But, it's a very busy situation. Mm. Very a lot of campaigning going on here, Fran. The drive here from the city, there is basically a poster on every single telegraph pole all the way out here. It's very busy. And, you know, Bondi's busy on a normal day, but it's extra busy today.
Yeah, it's a hot contest. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevan on Bondi Beach. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 17 minutes to 8. And let's head to Bondi Beach now in the seat of Wentworth again, where Matt Bevan has been out and about speaking with voters ahead of the by-election tomorrow in Wentworth. Matt, hello again.
G'day, Fran.
It's the final day on the hustings. Candidates out and about, have you seen any?
Well, Dave Sharma is certainly out and about. After being very quiet through the first part of the campaign, he's become very active in the media. He's been on doing a bit of TV this morning. I haven't seen him drop by my cafe. In fact, none of the candidates saw fit to come and see me this morning, but apparently they want to, you know, speak to voters rather than just me sitting here at a cafe. I'm not sure what Karen Phelps is up to this morning, but Dave Sharma is out and about, and the other candidates, of course, the Minor Party and the independent candidates are also keen to try and scoop up some votes on the last day as well. It's not a particularly nice day for it though, Fran. It's foggy and there's a little bit of drizzle. Not very much drizzle, but it's foggy and pretty unpleasant really to be certainly not the picturesque day you'd expect at Bondi Beach.
No, well, and I'm sure they're all out and about. It's there's a lot of hot spots there in Wentworth if you think about it. Potts Point, Double Bay, Bondi, Tamarama, all of that. Earlier when we spoke about, you know, the notion this is a close race. Have people you've been speaking to talked about what the key issues are for them in Wentworth?
Yeah, well, look, apart from sort of, you know, national issues, leadership and that sort of thing, a lot of people talked to me about the Israeli embassy, the idea that the Israeli embassy may be moved, people for and against that issue. That was certainly something that struck a chord here in Wentworth. But also, you know, people in this area are really keen to see whoever wins this race do something about small business in the area. Small business is a massive employer in Wentworth. It's one of the highest concentrations of small businesses in Australia in this electorate. And everyone really was keen to get point home that whoever wins will be expected to do something to assist small businesses in Wentworth.
Okay, let's. I think you've been talking to a few people. Let's hear some of the locals you've been speaking to.
Quite frankly, I don't understand the politics nowadays. It's too difficult, but family tradition to vote Labor, so I always vote Labor.
Okay.
So I'll be voting Labor tomorrow. We've had a lot of leaflets, and I've read them. All very interesting. I'm quite impressed by the qualifications of the Liberal candidate.
Actually, I had Karen Phelps came over to my place in Dornoking, and my wife had a chat with her.
Yeah. Did that visit sway your vote at all? Are you going to vote for Karen Phelps?
To be honest, he swayed it towards more the Liberal, the Sharma. You know, it was unexpected, the knock on the door, which my wife didn't like.
Have any of the policy announcements of the last week or so made you more or less likely to vote for Dave Sharma?
I think I'm looking more on the larger scale in terms of stability for the Liberal, you know, for the government. So I'm voting Sharma purely to have a bit more stability. That's all.
Generally speaking, I think Australian politics is pathetic. And this just reflects it. I voted last week because I'm going away. I've already voted. I went independent.
Which there's a lot of them. Which one do you?
Green.
Green, right.
Yeah. Well, I suppose they're not really independents, are they? But I know the fella, and I've known him for a long time.
There's a lot of choices in that by-election tomorrow when people come and to fill in that form, Matt, and it's going to be all about the preferences. If you are interested in the by-election result, ABC TV News 24, the news channel, will be carrying a count through the evening with Anthony Green and others. Matt, perhaps people are, they sound a little bit over the politics. Maybe they're more interested in the Royals have now arrived at Bondi. They've been sitting with, there's a lot of fluoro around. They've been sitting with some surfers on the sand. It's all part of a thing called Fluoro Friday in a group called One Wave, which is all about tackling mental health issues through surfing and swimming and the ocean more broadly. What are people that you've been talking to, what are they thinking there about the Royals down there at Bondi?
Well, the Fluoro Friday may also be helpful to be seen in this fog. but the other thing, it's interesting, I wandered down to the beach a few minutes ago, and there is a huge crowd of people who are clearly right there to see the Royals. They, you know, they've all queued up so that they can be nice and close. But the interesting thing is, you know, Bondi Beach is a big open space, and there's a lot of people who, you know, say, oh, no, I'm just waiting for the bus, but I thought I'd just wander over and see if I can get a bit of a peep. So there's a lot of people at a distance who are sort of trying to cop a bit of a squiz. And I spoke to a couple of them who were standing in the car park. John, you're down here to see the Royals?
No, not really. I'm here to take my girlfriend to the bus, but I thought I'd check it out and see what all the fuss is
about. Pop a squiz.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you excited? You excited to see, you know, the Royals visiting? Is it something that makes you excited to be here?
No, not really. If I can get a squiz of them, though, that'll start the day off.
You're not keen on a hug? Lots of people are keen on a hug.
No, I'll stay well away. Especially that, you know, I've just been working out, so I don't know if he'd appreciate that.
You wouldn't want to get sweat all over the press.
No,
you wouldn't. It'd be an occupational hazard, wouldn't it, for the Royals? Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Matt Bevan at Bondi Beach in the Wentworth electorate ahead of tomorrow's by-election. And just on the Royals, I'm looking at the pictures now. They're sitting around in a circle, very fluoro circle on the sand. They've got their shoes off and they're talking about mental health issues. And it's all part of the Royal visit, which has got a lot of issues at the heart of it. Prince Harry, of course, here and Meghan to launch the Invictus Games tomorrow night. And you can full coverage of the Invictus Games on the ABC every night at 8 o'clock. We've got that Invictus Games today program hosted by Chris Barath, as we heard earlier. So tune into that to catch up on the day's events.